You can just hear it that way.
It's trying to see on there.
You know, I tested this out ahead of time. It never fails. So while I can talk and do things at the same time, yeah, it's linked. Yeah, it's me. So in the interest of time, I'm doing this, right? Alright, I'll just say it. We don't have to play. Look it up at home, Cam Good's good song. The refrain goes like this: peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin, supper's ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Grant has put it all in jars. And the rest of the song talks wonderfully about, you know, the things that go into it. In fact, the opening line starts out. He says that the cold winds blow, but I'm as warm as a July tomato, because he's enjoying. You can just taste the sun and the warmth and the canned tomato as you pull it off the shelf all those months later. And he even makes the point of how, you know, the canned goods on the shelf in the grocery store just don't have the summer in them anymore. But then you can taste the song of a whippoorwill, and you can hear the roll of the thunder in the potatoes. Like, excuse me, all of this goes into just the wonderfulness, the taste of that can, of those canned goods on the shelf, from the color to the taste to the smell to everything. If you've never had canned goods from Grandma's shelf in the basement as you walk down and watch your head, all those things, talk to somebody, find out who has a grandma that still does it, because you will never forget your first taste of a peach coming out of a glass mason jar. Well, as we talk about producing faith, talk about producing fruits of faith, there's a lot of that idea that goes into the fruits of faith that we produce. That it's not just about God coming along and saying, okay, you're a believer, now do this stuff. No, we know that by God's grace through faith, we have been rooted into Christ. And because we have been rooted into Him, we remain in Him. And as the Spirit works, it's like the sap that comes up from below and feeds that vine. We are the branches of that vine. And as our branches go out, that the Holy Spirit continues to work in us and through us, giving us the very power to do the things that God would have us do. To do the things that Christ has already done for us. We talked about this a little bit in Bible study earlier today. We did a sneak peek on the sermon. When you see in the Bible that the commandments and expectations and rules, really, our first thought should be that Christ has already actively loved us in that way. In other words, the first commandment comes along and says, have no other gods. Our first thought is, yes, Jesus has done that already for me. And now because I'm so thankful for it, I want to do it for Him. I want to be like Jesus. I want to do these things. I want to be the man. I want to be the person that God wants me to be. So we dig into His Word, and Jesus gives us this beautiful promise of saying, if you remain in me and I remain in you, well, guess what? You're going to bear fruit. So we want to take a look at some of this today. So if I can have some child volunteers, and if I don't get enough child volunteers, I may seek some adults too. But if I could get a few, and we're actually going to start in the back. You want to come on? So come on back by me and back. Yeah, come on. I've got some stuff hidden back here. So. All right. Oh, I'm going to need a few more people with that, I think. Okay. So, alright. I got you right here. You can hold on to those. Oh, congratulations. Let's see, I'm going to do two. We got a few more, alright, thanks. I'm just holding on to that kind of ball there at the end. I think these kind of look a little bit like vines, maybe. Alright, so I'm going to come around this way. Alright, and see if you can all just sort of just come walking up this way with me, would you? Hold those up nice and high, alright? And just let those lines drag out behind you. Come on up towards me. Keep coming, we're going to come most of the way up. Alright, so everybody get to see, we got kind of vines growing here, right? Alright, now, Russ, would you mind kind of grabbing all that? Yep. And you are going to play the part of Jesus today.
What
am I? Well, none of us are. Somebody has to. So, Russ is Jesus, and we are, by grace, through faith, connected with him. All right, you can come up just a little bit further. And you can see how those vines are all kind of there? Yeah. So, it's a cool thing to know that we can grow like vines, rooted into Christ, but here's the thing. I'm going to step past you, at least. As you know, sometimes we get a little distracted. So I'm going to have you hold on to that and step past you here. And then I'm just going to pass this down the line. Just keep passing it down. Yeah, sometimes we get a little distracted by life, huh? And we go off on our own way. I'm going to step past you again. I know, you're right here in the middle. You are spot on.
You are right.
And then, just pull that through. Just hold on and pull through your hand. But I'm going to do the same thing. Come up this way. Excuse me. Come right behind me. I got a little bit more on this one. We got a little bit more there, or are we at the end of the line?
End of the line.
Okay. Oops, sorry. I'm just going to do that. Yeah, there we go. So you've got the vines that are growing right down the middle, right? And we're all working towards producing fruit. Every garden has a trellis, right? So this is going to be kind of our trellis here today. And I'll bring it closer, but as we go through life, as God feeds us through Christ, as the Spirit works in our lives, these vines, you can come forward just a little bit more. Yep, okay, stop right there. We just sort of, through life, we keep growing, but sometimes, well, these vines, we go off in the wrong direction, and we get distracted, and we don't keep looking back to Christ, and so sometimes shoots that go off in the wrong direction. And the problem is that when those shoots go off in the wrong direction, well, that keeps us from continuing to move forward, continuing to grow in God's grace. And so, what does a good gardener have to do in order to make sure that the right branches are growing, or that all the sap is going out through the branches? Do you know what a gardener has to do? Right on. You need to water it to make sure that it's growing. What about the branches that are getting kind of like dry and crusty and aren't producing fruit? What do you do with those? You just leave them there? What do you think? Yeah, you can cut them off and put them in your fire pit. So the gardener, that's exactly right. So the gardener comes along and cuts off the vine, throws it in the fire pit, and that's it. So that one's gone. And then sometimes, maybe they do produce a little bit of fruit, but if it's not the fruit that God wants, well, guess what? And I'm going to give this a yank, too. Yeah, you just got to get through. No, you don't want to get it because it's bad fruit. Oops, sorry. This is fully interactive. And so again, you take it off and you throw it into the fire pit. But here's the promise from God. We don't like the pruning. It's hard. Talk about Bible class, but imagine it from the plant's point of view. If you're the plant, and somebody comes along with a knife and a bucket of manure. That doesn't look good. And yet, that's exactly what the plant needs, right? We need that fertilization of God's word. We need to hear his promises again and again. We need to be reminded of the baptism, the water, as you said, Noel, the water that we get. And also to commune at the Lord's table, to receive that nourishment again and again, to continue to grow so that we do produce fruits of faith. And I'm going to just step around here. Next one. Let me get yours on there. Right there. All right, keep coming up. Just so it's easier. Yeah, what do you see?
Uh-oh.
You want to get that back on there? Yeah, this is, oh, there we go. I'm gonna go high, but I'll keep it close. Does everybody get to see that?
Yeah, I do.
So what do our vines produce?
A crop.
Well, it produces fruit, and why do we, what, go ahead.
A cross.
A cross. Yeah, if you don't see it there, that's a cross. What the fruits of our faith do is they give glory to God. It's a way of saying thank you to him for what he... Yes, thank you, God, for what you've done for us in Jesus. So, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for making us branches on you, the vine. Thank you for using us to produce fruits of faith in this life that can bless other people. And that through them, we get a chance to be able to say thank you for what you have done for us in Christ. These fruits are fruits that give glory to you by grace through faith in Jesus. Amen. Okay, you can head back. There we go. Thanks for all of your help.